How old are you? How much do you weigh? What did you eat that day?
How old are you?
Well, what did you have for dinner?
Who made dinner?
Did you drink dinner? No, not even water. When did you drink? How much did you drink?
No, not even water.
What container did you drink out of?
How much did
you drink? Who gave you the drink? How much do you usually drink? Who dropped you off at this party? At what time? But where exactly? What were you wearing?
At what time?
Why were you going to this party? What did you do when you got there?
Why are you showing you this party?
What time did you do that? What does this text mean?
Who are you texting?
When did you urinate? Where did you urinate? With whom did you urinate outside? Was your phone on silent?
Did you urinate outside?
Do you remember silencing it? You're late because on page 53, I'd like to point out that you said it was such a rage. Did you drink in college? You said you were a party animal? How many times did you black out? Did you party at frats? Are you serious with your boyfriend? Are you sexually active with him? When did you start dating? Did you ever cheat? Do you have a history of cheating? What do you mean when you said you wanted to be with yours again? Do you remember what time you woke up? Were you wearing a cardigan? What color was your cardigan? Do you remember any more from that night?
What color was your cardigan?
Okay.
Do you remember any more from that night? No? Okay.
Well, we'll let Brock fill it in.
But I don't remember. So how do I prove I didn't like it? I will now read portions of the defendant's statement and respond to them. You said, being drunk, I just couldn't make the best decisions, and neither could she. Alcohol is not an excuse. Is it a factor? Yes. But alcohol was not the one who stripped me, fingered me, had my head dragging against the ground, with me almost fully naked. Lastly, you said, I want to show people that one night of drinking can ruin a life. A life. One life. Yours. You forgot about mine. Let me rephrase for you. I want to show people that one night of drinking can ruin two lives. You and me. You are the cause. I am the effect. You have dragged me through this hell with you. Dipped me back into that night again and again. You knocked down both our towers. I collapsed at the same time you did. If you think I was spared, came out unscathed, that today I ride off into the sunset while you suffer the greatest blow, you are mistaken. Nobody wins. We have all been devastated. We have all been trying to find some meaning in all of this suffering. Your damage was concrete, stripped of titles, degrees, enrollment. My damage was internal, unseen. I carry it with me. You took away my worth, my privacy, my energy, my time, my safety, my intimacy, my confidence, my own voice, until today. See, one thing we have in common is that we were both unable to get up in the morning. I am no stranger to suffering. You made me a victim. In newspapers, my name was unconscious, intoxicated woman. By the way, he's really good at swimming. Throw in my mile time, if that's what we're doing. I'm good at cooking, put that in there. I think the end is where you list your extracurriculars to cancel out all the sickening things that have happened.